This is our regular update from Heritage, and joining me now is Sally Williams, the Vice President of Development and Communications. Sally, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me back, Dennis.
Always nice to have the opportunity to talk to you. I understand we're going to talk about something that's a little different and maybe a little fun for Heritage today. It's nice to be able to do that in the midst of all the serious subjects we've had to address one way or another these days in virtually every environment. So, Sally, what's the news?
Well, I think our goal is that it's going to be a lot of fun, Dennis. We are excited to announce that we are hosting a virtual golf classic for the first time ever. It's the hashtag Heritage Strong Virtual Golf Classic, and it will replace our annual Heritage Golf Challenge that we normally would be hosting this time of year.
I would guess that it has something to do with COVID-19, that you're not going to have the regular golf tournament.
Exactly. Out of an abundance of caution for both our golfers and all participants, sponsors, and staff, we just felt that it was in everyone's best interest to take what has always been a fun live event and make it virtual.
So exactly how is it going to work if we can get the attention of those golfers out there and others who are interested in supporting Heritage in any way that they can?
So it's really exciting. What we've done is we've taken all of the most fun elements of a golf tournament and we've taken it online. And so what that means is that starting on August 1st, any local golfer is encouraged to visit our website and register to golf at www.heritage1886.org/golf. And there they'll find user-friendly golf registration form where they can sign up online. And for $25, they'll be entered into the golf classic. And what happens after that is that anytime a registered golfer plays golf from September 1st through the 30th, they'll submit their scorecard to us. And we will announce several different kinds of winners over the course of the classic.
Now, let me understand what I heard you say, just to make sure that the audience and I are both getting this right. Registration is only $25 per person?
Yep, and to sweeten the pot just a bit, the first 100 registered golfers will get a VIP swag bag filled with some really cool items, including a luxury golf towel and a brand new divot tool, as well as a subscription to Golf Magazine. So definitely you're going to want to register soon to be one of those first 100 golfers.
Now, the other thing that I just wanted to make sure that the audience and I understand, Sally, is that this virtual tournament can happen on the course of the golfer's choice. It doesn't have to be any specific 9 or 18 holes anywhere.
There are a couple of stipulations because we want to keep an even playing field. It cannot be an executive course or a mini golf course. It needs to be a 72 par course in order to be considered as part of the leaderboard and to be eligible for prizes.
Well, really, what you're talking about then is any regular golf course would fit the bill.
Absolutely.
Now, some of the awards, and I just saw a list of this not long ago, and one of them is a photography award for the best mask, the best oops shot, and the best dressed.
Absolutely. You know, again, one of the things that we are working really hard to do with this virtual event is to find ways to have fun with it, just as if we were all together for our regular annual golf classic. And some of the fun things that we decided to do were to embrace and encourage mask wearing and make it a fun and neat element to this year's contest, and also to really embrace some of the other unique opportunities that golf presents to have a little fun, whether that's your ball ends up a tree or you really like to dress to the nines in Argyle. We want to see photos of you having fun on the golf course.
So, as our time is about to run out here, Sally Williams, let's recount the essential details.
So registration begins August 1st and is open through the end of August 31st. And golfing actually starts September 1st through September 30th.
So people have a lot of time to register and an equally good time to golf through the month of September.
Yep, and a couple of different opportunities to win. In addition to our photography awards, there will also be awards given to the top man, woman, and youth scores. So there's lots of ways. You don't have to be the best golfer to have a good time and still win at this year's Heritage Strong Virtual Golf Classic. So I encourage everybody to take part and register starting August 1st through the 31st at www.heritage1886.org/golf.
Well, the question begs to be asked as we close this, Sally. Are you a golfer?
You know, I haven't been on the links in quite a few years, but I think I'm going to dust off the clubs and probably give somebody a run for their money for the best oop shot.
Well, we look for you on the winner's board one way or another then, Sally Williams, and thank you for your time for our regular Heritage Update.
Thank you so much for having me again, Dennis.